From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With Syria's February ceasefire showing signs of fraying, the U.S. and Russia have announced plans to reinforce localized ceasefires in the coastal province of Latakia, as well as the Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta. Josh Earnest is President Obama's spokesperson.
So our hope is that by refreshing this agreement and focusing our attention on these two particular areas, we can build momentum again toward a broadly observed cessation of hostilities.
Word of the new agreement comes after 230 people were believed to have been killed in fighting between the government and the rebels during the past week in the northern city of Aleppo. U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members for their roles in the deadly airstrike in Afghanistan last year that killed 42 and destroyed a hospital run by the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders. It also concluded the incident was not a war crime. Finding is consistent with a preliminary investigation released by the U.S. military in November, when commanders emphasized that the U.S. forces, both on the ground and in the air, did not intentionally target the hospital. More than 200 people, including three African presidents, attended the opening of a three-day summit near Mount Kenya, where activists and officials have gathered to discuss the future of Africa's elephants and their habitats. Poaching has escalated to alarming heights in recent years, as 100,000 African elephants were killed between 2010 and 2012 alone. Tens of thousands continue to be poached every year across the continent. This is VOA News. South Africa's High Court has ruled that state prosecutors must revisit a decision in 2009 to drop nearly 800 corruption-related charges against President Jacob Zuma. Tuso Kamalo has details.
The High Court's ruling could clear the way for President Jacob Zuma to again be charged with 783 counts of criminal offenses for alleged kickbacks in a 1999 state arms deal. Friday's ruling has caused jubilation from the country's opposition. The National Prosecuting Authority originally announced the charges in 2009, but the head of the NPA, Mokotete Mshe, then quickly dropped them, saying secret tape recordings had revealed that the timing of those charges was meant to stop Zuma from running for the office that year. The High Court said Friday that decision was irrational. This is just the latest in a recent string of scandals for Zuma. Tuso Kumalo, Johannesburg.
Former U.S. government employee has pleaded guilty to traveling to China to provide the Chinese government with restricted information about nuclear technology. Federal records show that Qing Ningwei admitted he was paid by the Chinese government for nuclear information while working as a manager of the Tennessee Valley Authority, a U.S. government-owned electric utility. Tensions were high as hundreds of protesters clashed with police outside a hotel where U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump spoke to California's Republican establishment. Trump came to Silicon Valley and its decidedly liberal population on Friday, a day after violence erupted at a campaign rally in conservative Orange County in Southern California.
That was not the easiest entrance I've ever made. My wife called. She said, there are helicopters following you, and we did. And then we went under a fence and through a fence. And, oh, boy, I felt like I was crossing the border, actually. You know, it's true. I was crossing the border, but I got here.
More than 300 demonstrators swarmed outside the hotel near the San Francisco airport, forcing Trump to crawl under a fence to enter the hotel. The next primary election is Tuesday, with Republican and Democratic Party primaries in Indiana. Hillary Clinton is the Democratic Party frontrunner, and she has about a 9-point lead over Trump in national polls should the general election be held today rather than in November. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.